Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rav Eliezer Cohn, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and Rosh Koil of Koil Chesh Mishpat Lakewood in Cleveland. We discussed a lot about Kinyonim and a lot of the Dinei Torah about Kinyonim and what it takes from a Torah perspective to effectuate a Kinyon. The cases we've been discussing have been primarily Reuven and Shimon, me, my business partners, my customers. But in the real world, commerce is not just done between Reuven and Shimon. It's done between Jews and non-Jews alike. These principles that we've discussed, the actual effectuation of Kinyonim, do they apply as well between a Jew and a non-Jew?
So that's actually an extensive discussion as well. But the short of it is that, yes, let's talk about basic kinyanim, mashicha, right, which is usually a common form of acquiring something is mashicha. You'll pull it, you'll do the mashicha, according to the halachas of mashicha, and also kinyan kesef. So it's unique over here that we said that movable items between two yidden, cash does not really work. However, when it comes to akum, there we say the cash does work. In fact, according to some shitas, it's only cash that works. Rashi holds that only cash works, and Mashiach would not work. And Tom holds all the way, only Mashiach would work, cash would not work. Now, common market, kinyonim, setumta, and all these kinds of kinyonim, mazel bracha, like we said, that would work as a market practice between Yidden and Goyim. So in a practical sense, your question is, yes, it will work. Using kinyonim of the Torah when interacting with non-Jews, in the format that the Torah wants, is not that common. We use it, generally speaking, in like Mechiras Chametz, we'll use that. Another common area discussed in Halacha is a person who has a Bechar Behemet Tahira. The Halacha is that the firstborn sheep that you have, you would have to give as Matnas Kahuna, so you would have a problem in today's day and age, where we don't have a way what to do with it afterwards. So the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Shulchan Aruch, what you do is you'll sell a partial ownership in the mother of this expected mother of the upcoming animal to a non-Jew. And there's a discussion what kind of kinyonim to use. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch says that because it's an argument which ones work by either Mashiach or Kesef, you should do everything. Be safe and do everything, and therefore, by Mechiras Chametz, we do everything. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach actually lists very extensively. If you want to learn Hilchos Kinyonim, that's the best place to learn it in Mishnah Berurah. All the Kinyonim, Kamat, every Kinyon is there, with the exception of one Kinyon. Idisa is not there, as far as I know, and he talks about everything and how it works between a Yid and a Goy. And since we want to make sure the Raisa, we don't have any chametz in our house, so we use every possible kinyan to sell it to the guy. And again, it works between Yidden and Goyim.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.